Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Tevul Yom, Umlachus Kippurim. Someone who went to the mikvah, and he still needs Herev Shemesh, he still needs the sun to set, but it has not yet set. Or Umlachus Kippurim, someone, for example, a Zav, or a Metzaira, or a Yilayledes, that they went to the mikvah, and they had Herev Shemesh, but they still need to bring Karbanos the next morning. So they're called Umlachus Kippurim, because they're just lacking that requirement of bringing karbanos. The halacha is, einam cholkin bekodshim le'echol le'erev. We cannot give them portions of the karbanos to eat that night. Although at night they will be kosher to eat it due to Herev Shemesh. However, since at that time they're still considered a tevul yom, therefore they may not get this portion of the karban. Einain, what if someone is a day that his relative passed away before the burial? Noigea, he's not tameh, therefore he is allowed to touch kodshim, but ve'enei makiv, he cannot participate in sacrificing the kodshim. Ve'enei cholek lechol le'erev, he also cannot be given a portion of meat to be eaten that night, because currently he's not capable of eating it. Balei mumin, someone who's a balmum, a kohen who has a blemish. Bein balei mumin kavum, whether it is a permanent blemish. Bein balei mumin ivrim, whether it is a temporary blemish, which will pass. The halacha is cholkin v'eichlin, they are allowed to get portions in the karbanos and eat. Avalei makrivin, but they are not allowed to participate in the bringing of the karban, because we know, being a balmum, a blemish is a psul. It invalidates a kohen from participating in the avoda, but he is allowed to eat kachim. Now the Mishnah says, v'chol she'enei roi l'avoda, anyone who is not allowed to participate in the avoda, Eino cholik bebasar, he's not allowed to get a portion in the meat. We just said a balmum who cannot do the avodah may get a portion in the meat. So here the rule is regarding a psul other than balmum. Any other psul, a kohen is not royal avodah, cannot get a section of the meat. B'chol she'ein lay basar, and a kohen who cannot get a portion of the meat, ein lo ba'oros, also will not get a portion of the animal's skins. Afilu, tamei b'shas zrikas damim. Even if the kohen was only tamei, when the blood of the Kohen was spritzed, v'tahar bish'as hekter chalavim, but he became pure already at the time that the chalavim, the fats, were burned, because we know that hekter chalavim, the burning of the fats, happens at night. So therefore, in this case of a herev shemesh, v'tevul yom, he has herev shemesh by then, still that's not good, because he must be tahar the entire time, starting from the zrikas hadam. He may not get a piece of the meat. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, Hamakir v'zdam hashlamim v'yasachelev b'bnei aharon loy siya shay kayamin lamana. That the one who brings the blood of the shlamim and the chelev, he can get the portions of the karban. But this kohen who was tamei during the day and only became tahor at night, he wasn't valid at the time of the dam hashlamim to be makriv the blood of the shlamim. Therefore, he's excluded from participating in the meat and in the hides. Mishnah base. Kol shalei zacha hamizbeach v'bisara. Any carbon which became pasul before zrikas hadam. So it never had a time where it was mutter to the mizbeach. Lo yizachu ha-kohanim ba'ira, the kohanim do not get the hides of that animal. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, oilas ish, meaning oila she'olsa le'ish. Only an oila which the person fulfilled his responsibility with, that would enable the Kohanim to merit the hides. Oila shenishchata shalei lishma. What if an oila was shechted shalei lishma? Which we discussed earlier, is that although the owner does not fulfill his requirement, but the animal is a kashera karbon, it may continue to be processed on the mizbeach. The halacha is, although the owner does not fulfill his responsibility, oira lakohanim, its hide, can be shared by the Kohanim. Echad olas ha'ish, whether it is the oila owned by a man, v'echad olas ha'isha, or whether it's one brought by a woman, or reseihem la'kohanim, their hides are divided among the kohanim.